Welcome and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. To ask a question during the question-and-answer session, please press star one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now, I will turn the call over to Mr. Patrick Gorman. Sir, you may begin.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's web conference entitled Reducing Risk and Improving Virtualization ROI, Best Practices in Managing Virtualized Infrastructure. Today's presentation is part of Industry Insight's ongoing IT Management Service web conference series. The IT Management Service, or ITMS, was developed for IT leaders chartered to spearhead their organization's multifaceted IT initiatives, looking beyond technology to examine how it is applied, managed, and integrated. When you registered for today's web conference, you should have received the URL where the interactive slides are posted. If you didn't, you can find them at www.livemeeting.com/cc/IDC. Set the meeting ID to best and the meeting key to practices. Please note this session is being recorded so that we may offer a replay. Presenting today is ITMS analyst Stephen Elliott, Research Manager, Enterprise Systems Management Software, and IT Management Service. During today's session, you're welcome to submit online questions throughout the presentation. There will be a formal question and answer session at the end of the presentation where we will respond to questions as time permits. I would now like to turn the session over to Stephen Elliott, who will begin today's presentation.
Thank you, Patrick. And it's great to be here and see so many folks on the phone really interested in this hot topic. For the past year or so, we've seen a significant uplift in terms of this inquiry load from IT organizations talking to us about, you know, their management challenges vis-a-vis virtualized infrastructure. And I've covered IT operations for about 10 years as an analyst, looking across network systems, applications, the production level environment issues around management and the system management frameworks. And this is a pretty unique area. As many of you know, as you've gone down the production route with virtual machines and server environments, management is an issue that doesn't go away when you're virtualizing. So we get lots of inquiry and we do a lot of advisory work around change management, problem, incident, looking at performance management of virtual server infrastructure, helping IT organizations create a short list of vendors that are out there offering solutions. And right now, you know, it's a pretty complex environment. In fact, we've spoken with over 50 vendors just in this space alone who are attempting to go after market opportunity in managing virtual server infrastructure. Now, with that said, this presentation is really going to look at how do IT organizations think through the return on investment of virtualization projects, and specifically, how do they utilize the management processes and solutions to improve their ROI opportunity. So with that, let's go to some of the key issues we're going to discuss. Now, first and foremost, we're going to look at some facts that we here at the IT Management Service and IDC have talked to over 100 IT organizations around this important topic of managing virtual infrastructure. We're going to look at some of the answers we've gotten vis-a-vis this topic. We're also going to look at this whole notion of lifecycle management. And we often get the question around, well, you know, what do you mean by lifecycle and what are vendors touting? This really, if you think through where you are in your deployment of virtualization and really thinking through where you are in terms of management of that infrastructure, you clearly start to see that there are needs not just within servers, but potentially on the client or desktop side, potentially on the application side, storage management vis-a-vis disaster recovery, business continuity processes and management. And you can start to think of this as a longer-term opportunity to have the foundation and to be the needle to thread some of these processes together to give you really a service perspective on the IT services you're going to offer and how you manage them on virtualized infrastructure. We're also going to look at some best practices. And these are right from talking to leading-edge IT organizations and really hearing what they're doing and bouncing ideas together from an executive level. And we're hopefully going to provide you some information you haven't heard before around best practices for managing virtual infrastructure. And finally, some recommendations. So to get going, you know, we surveyed over 100 enterprise IT organizations, and what we found is this notion of management of virtualization is perception versus reality. The perception is that as you virtualize, you're becoming more efficient in your environment for managing IT infrastructure. However, the reality is that, let's face it, when you think through your physical infrastructure and all the solutions that you have for physical infrastructure management, for things like managing change and problem incidents, really looking at configuration management, we're finding that organizations are much more comfortable on the physical side. However, they view virtualization as really helping improve the delivery and management of IT services longer term. So this really indicates to us that, you know, IT organizations are proactively considering how they manage virtual infrastructure now more than ever, and that they view it as very important, or important, in fact, 63% of the time, to achieving their business objectives. So what we often advise IT organizations is, hey, budget for management, think through the process inclusion that you might have already started on the physical side. If you think through ITIL version 2 and now version 3 with its recent release, you really have to consider how it moves from a component management or a platform management perspective to something that's a little more holistic, gives you a service perspective on the overall architecture you're building vis-a-vis virtualization. Another question we asked 102 IT organizations is, in 2 years, what will be your most important IT challenge as it relates to virtualization? And here, as you can see, the management issue is number one. Another key issue that also arose was security. And what we found by leading edge organizations who really put process and training for their IT staff and have purchased solutions to manage virtual infrastructure, what we found is with this recipe, by default, their security, they get a little more comfortable with the security side of this, and they also have cross IT silo communications where they utilize process standardization, often the inclusion of idle processes, to really drive more efficient, more effective return on their invested capital of virtualization projects. Some of the examples of this would include when you think through your movement from maybe 500 virtual machines to thousands of virtual machines in production, really being able to identify the performance, correlate the performance between the virtual machine layer and the hardware layer, look at configuration changes and patching of the virtual machine, and just to really have better visibility into that infrastructure software stack. As you start to hone these out, your IT staff, or often your virtualization admins, can really start to think through their role in terms of not only managing the virtual side, but certainly thinking through potential consolidation points between physical and virtual infrastructure. And that in and of itself sometimes offers IT organizations, particularly on the, at this point in time, production side, but I think to a certain extent longer term, potentially pre-production around test, development, and staging, opportunities to think through how they can consolidate tools, potentially consolidate vendor relationships, and bring the physical and virtual worlds together vis-a-vis management solutions, processes, and dashboards. This is also important from a service management perspective. As we move on, look at this next slide. We really asked these IT organizations in 2 years to envision integration of your virtual infrastructure. This is really around the IT infrastructure library. IDLE, for many of you, have already deployed problem, change, incident, configuration management. In fact, I suspect many of you are onto release management. And as you start to think through your physical processes and this notion of process standardization, we're also seeing that this is a de facto standard for virtualization projects. In other words, many of these projects need to fit into existing idle process work. With that said, you take a process such as release management, this really transcends both production environments and certainly pre-production or application development or testing and staging. And as many of you know, virtualization transcends these traditional IT silos. It offers you a wonderful way, a platform, to bring these teams together to think through not only the process implications of what you're doing, but the existing management solutions you might have and how these processes can be potentially consolidated to save you money, but also how you can think through the problem or incident management process workflow for virtual infrastructure. Another key question we asked users was really from a spending and budget perspective. Do you have a software tool budget allocated towards the management of virtualized infrastructure? As you can see here, 35% claim they had and 65% claim they didn't. I think one of the key issues here is that we're starting to see more and more of a proactive perspective in how IT organizations are thinking through the importance of managing virtual infrastructure. So with that said, as many of us have been through ERP deployments and large package app deployments, if you recall, 10 years ago it used to be front page Wall Street Journal when an application would go down or a web app would go down, causing lost revenue and poor customer satisfaction ratings. Oftentimes it was just because we didn't have application management tools deployed, didn't have the visibility to maintain availability. So what we're finding are that the whole notion of management is really taking a front seat, really a more strategic perspective about how this infrastructure can be managed, why it's important to allocate budget for solutions, and then certainly in terms of, you know, existing platform-level capabilities, when you think through what you really need to move a virtual machine or to manage the performance of it, you really have to think through how your IT staff, how their roles and responsibilities might change, but also how the management tools themselves might change and what the specific integration points are with existing physical-based management frameworks. So with that said, I think the key takeaway from this slide is if you haven't allocated or really thought through how much you're going to spend on the management side of the equation for virtualization, you're really putting yourself at a disadvantage, primarily because we've seen many large organizations that have had forward thinking on management budget allocation really create themselves a continuous cycle for lower cost of operations, but also to really push up the idea that cost savings from hardware consolidation is just the first stepping stone or starting point. You can really start to consider how things like provisioning a virtual machine, understanding the performance of the virtual machine, how it interacts with the hardware layer, thinking through how you're going to patch virtual machines. When you take this into account and you think through the different silos, whether it's test or development, application deployment, client virtualization, a number of these issues continue to resonate. And so it's really important that you budget for management of virtual infrastructure, you allocate potential training resources to help staff become more efficient at how they can deploy and provision virtual infrastructure, and finally, really include this into existing process standardization. On the next slide, really talk through a little bit about what are the types of conversations, who are some of the major and minor players across this notion of virtualized management. Now, this slide also really takes a cross-silo look. As many of you are in different phases of your virtualization deployments, probably often starting with the server side, there are lots of new interesting areas around application development and testing QA that are getting a lot of attention. And they're getting a lot of attention because there's more efficient, more opportunities for cost savings vis-a-vis virtualization. But there's also opportunities to really think through how your existing testing, quality assurance, staging processes, and even app dev processes could be impacted. And with this impact comes
management challenges. Now, one of the things you might be thinking is, well, you know, this is great if you standardize on a single virtualization provider. Many of you that we've surveyed, almost one in every two, if not a little higher at this point, are planning to have heterogeneous virtualized infrastructure deployed within 3 years. So whether that's VMware, Citrix, Microsoft, VirtualIron, many of you are planning to have different types of virtualized infrastructure. And what we've seen over the past 10 years in distributed computing, that this causes a lot of complexity, causes a tremendous uplift in management, and it really drives the need for granular details around performance, granular details around change config, and in general, just the need to improve the management solutions that you deploy. Now, when you look at this slide, you see a lot of vendor names. And I think one of the things to consider here is this is not the end-all and be-all. As I mentioned earlier, we've talked to over 50 vendors in this space alone. These are some of the ones that obviously some of the larger players that are on the line. But to give you a sense of just how broad and how specific some of these areas are in relation to solving the management complexity. Now, with that said, one of the hotter areas we've got a lot of inquiry around is certainly around, you know, the IT operations space and controlling virtual machine sprawl. Another key area is really the need to do backup, recovery, protection of the virtual machine in business continuity scenarios. Then clearly, up-and-coming areas, application development, testing, and QA and desktops are really wonderful opportunities for users to think through who their existing vendors are in those areas, how virtualization impacts the management processes, and how you might be able to save not only more money, but become more efficient in terms of an end-to-end service perspective of the IT services you plan to deploy on virtualized infrastructure. As you think through that, and that's very much a, you know, quote, life cycle, unquote, approach to this, you have to think through, where do you stand in the maturity of your chargeback mechanisms? Do you have physical or allocation-based models? Are you even chargebacking for your IT service delivery at all? It's a hot area, specifically in financial services, some retailers we've talked to, some insurance companies we've advised. This is something that I think really should be revisited if you haven't looked at it in a while to think through, you know, how you could become profitable. In fact, some of the large organizations we've spoken with, specifically in financial services, have started to actually make a profit as they're talking to business units and basically standardizing on service deployment on virtualized infrastructure. Chargeback has become a wonderful way to make a profit because they haven't really changed their existing model when they had many more servers they were offering the service on. The whole notion of automation is another key area of product selection criteria. When you think through all these different segments, even if you're just considering one single domain, say the server domain, and the management of virtual processes and tasks, you have to really ask yourself, well, can these tasks be automated? And then upon which vendors are offering solutions that really can automate, let's say, patch management as an example, or configuration management. So automation is going to be a big 2008 trend for many of these vendors on this slide and those that aren't, specific to how virtualization can be managed. Another key area is security. And one of the things we found specific to security is that it's a increasingly hot area for IT organizations, but yet there quite frankly aren't many solutions out there. Now, one of the things we've done, looking at the next slide, is really thinking about security in a nutshell. And what we found is that the majority of enterprise IT organizations are using their existing physical security tools and processes to protect their virtualized infrastructure. Now, with that said, this is probably not enough, but many IT organizations should expect things like intrusion detection, at the hypervisor layer to become more tightly coupled. I think as you consider which architecture and which hypervisor you've selected, there's going to be further product development vis-a-vis security and how security is really pertinent to the virtual machine layer. Now, one of the things we often advise IT organizations is really taking a layered approach to securing virtual infrastructure. So if there is that comfort level with your physical security tools and processes, how do you integrate virtual machines into that? And then, you know, do you feel that the vendors are doing enough at the, you know, virtual machine layer, hypervisor layer in general, to really include security? If not, it's a good way to, A, provide feedback to them for the product development cycle, but it's also important, I think, to claim your perspective and to push your perspective in terms of how you think security could be improved vis-a-vis virtual management. So let's take a few minutes and talk about some common criteria for management. This is a combination of things we often advise users on, both from capabilities perspective as well as the impact of standards and emerging standards on the different capabilities. So as we look at many of these, we've already talked about change in config, performance, automation, problem and incident management, capacity planning, and chargeback. I don't think any of these really surprise anyone on the phone. I think what's surprising is when you consider how some of these open standards are moving forward, notably open VM format, and how disparate important pieces of information around the virtual machine format specific to performance management, configuration of the virtual machine, and the different, if you want to think about it from a tagging perspective, the different pieces of information that are tagged in that format and how you might adjust your existing, you know, patch management or configuration management processes. Another key area that I think requires some thinking is this whole notion of service modeling language, or SML. And this is something that both Microsoft, IBM, and a number of other vendors have been pushing. It's been quiet on the front, but this is an area that when you consider what your service management objectives are vis-a-vis virtualization, another key area to watch, particularly as Microsoft comes to market. And this is an area that, you know, if it does come to fruition and really starts to get out there in deployment, could be have a net positive impact on some of these areas around performance management and change in config and just automating this notion of virtual machine creation to retirement. I think another key thing to consider is just, you know, obviously disk and virtual machine disk formatting and what have you. But, you know, the net of this slide is as you're thinking through your management processes and really trying to choose solution providers in this space, it's important to get their take on their involvement in, you know, certainly the open VM format, which is one of the more mature standards on this side of it. Get their level of understanding of their role on standards, and then certainly have them walk you through how they view their architecture interacting with these standards and how they would expect impact of their management capabilities vis-a-vis these standards. Now, one point to note, I think this is an important one, is as we've seen over the years with things like Common Information Model, SIM, and SNMP, what standards often bring to the table, what they often do is they set the you know, lowest common denominator in terms of capabilities and feature function that, you know, vendors really have to jump over to get your business. And I think this is one of the areas to watch, as these standards aren't going to be the end-all and be-all of our management problems. What they do bring is at least a common denominator, common format for helping set the bar for what might be free from a hypervisor provider, and then what capabilities or value-added functionality other vendors will have to bring to the table to really deliver on you know, performance management or change in config, problem and incident capacity.
The other consideration, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, is the notion of heterogeneity and really trying to work through your goals and objectives vis-a-vis the different virtualization architectures you might bring into your organization. I think it's important to really think through how complex or how simple you want that, what your return on investment objectives are, and certainly, you know, really from an executive perspective, have the discussion about the business impact of what you're doing. And that's, you know, might start with the cost savings that you've delivered, but ultimately really delivers around potentially doing business analysis on deploying packaged applications or business critical apps on virtualized infrastructure, potentially doing some cost analysis around the management or support costs of the IT services on virtual versus physical infrastructure. And then finally, really looking at the organizational impact, whether it's from process standardization across different silos or potentially creating a virtual computing team to drive virtualization across silos. These are all ways that really elevate the message to the business side versus really looking at the technology discussions, which are important. But as you move up the executive suite, I think really isolating that business case and driving out the business language becomes much more important and critical. And obviously, the underlying capabilities here from a continuous improvement perspective and really looking at return on investment opportunity in a continuous fashion can be elongated or extended from, you know, better management processes and improved management solutions. So here's an example on this next slide to really help guide the discussion around when you think through virtualization management and the potential impact across the application developers, the staging and testing teams, the production environment, to really start to thread the needle, so to speak, and really think through, well, you know, what's the impact here? And it's so much more than just a production or a pre-production discussion. This is one example of an IT organization that's really thought this through. And as you can see, you start to see the different teams here from the service desk, customer service side of it, to the production, operations, service delivery, the management team in terms of services management, portfolio management and strategy, business relationship, IT governance for policies. A lot of these different teams or functions have been impacted by, you know, how management processes, how virtualization has taken hold in the infrastructure. So it's so much more than just a tactical cost savings opportunity. This is very much an opportunity to re-engineer, really innovate across different teams from, you know, policy creation to really understanding business or IT analytics vis-a-vis virtualization and management strategies, and to help business managers understand, you know, higher levels of availability, faster response times, and to take that to what's the impact on, you know, delivery efficiencies and cost savings, and maybe even business process impact. So you've got a number of groups here that when you walk through how you manage virtualization, how you deploy it, and the different teams that could be impacted, you can start to see a much broader, quite frankly, a more strategic and business impactful discussion that should take place. I think the other key thing to consider here is that executive level buy-in is probably what you're thinking. And I think that's also a critical requirement here, whether it's from allocating budget for management tools and process standardization and you know, training of staff, through to what you view as the bigger business outcome for your deployment. And that outcome can be enabled through, you know, efficient management processes,
really looking at how availability can be improved, how you can identify problems and resolve them quicker, and the types of teams that are involved, whether it's the change advisory board many of you have, whether it's the application support teams. As more and more business critical applications get put onto virtual infrastructure, I think these are carryovers from the physical management side, and certainly important to consider as you build out your virtualization and really as you start to think about the strategic business impact of your virtualization investment. So carrying on with that theme, we really see management solutions driving or helping to drive the business case return for virtualization. And one of the often conversations we have with organizations are, well, where do we start? And I think first and foremost, it's great to think this through in terms of key performance indicators. What are your objectives, whether it's higher availability, whether it's really looking at reducing the number of tickets, reducing the time that those tickets are open, reducing the number of events through your event management systems. These are all technical metrics, but nonetheless, they can help drive up the business process discussion to really help. Maybe it's reduce inventory churn. Maybe it's improve profit or margin. Maybe it's just improve time to market, time to value of different solutions that you can offer your business managers or application owners. So many of these things revolve around availability. They certainly revolve around governance and how your definition of what a policy is. I think policy is a pretty loaded term. Many vendors are using it today. And there's no doubt that over the past 10 years, if you recall, 10 years ago, there was lots of talk around policy-based networking. And network teams have sort of adopted it to a point, and now we're starting to see a resurgence of this vis-a-vis virtualization discussions. I think it's important to tread with some caution there, as policy can be dictated from a number of different sources, different stakeholders in the IT organization. It could potentially come from the network team in terms of jitter and latency, bandwidth allocation. It could come from directory owners, from Active Directory. It could potentially even come from service level management tools on the IT operations front, or even potentially project portfolio management teams or governance teams. So there are a number of different stakeholders vis-a-vis a policy discussion. I think it's just important to consider as you make a business case and what your level of adoption is for management solutions and what their role will be in enforcing and providing visibility into policies. I think another key driver here as you're considering the business case is compliance. This has been a notable driver for automation over the past couple of years, notably how next generation data centers or data center transformation projects have taken place. Compliance has been a big business driver in terms of how infrastructure is managed, how it enables IT service delivery, and how it improves customer satisfaction. So, when you look at the left side and then you really consider all the complexity that we've been dealing with around heterogeneity or that we will be dealing with virtual infrastructure, service level agreements, process standardization, we talked about staff expertise and training, continuous improvement, you've got a number of opportunities to really think how management impacts your existing cost structure, how it impacts potentially improving profit or profit generation for the IT organization, and certainly how it can drive a team perspective for how IT services are delivered from an end-to-end standpoint. All this boils up to, what in IT we all care about, and that's the business outcome, our business impact to the organization. So the tighter we can make this make these two threads work together, the more valuable we'll be, and quite frankly, the more fun we'll have. So on this next slide, this really highlights some best practices for the management of virtual infrastructure. And we went out and we asked a number of leading edge organizations with big production environments of virtual machines. You know, we all know about server to admin ratios and organizational impact staffing, but what we wanted to know is how does this relate specifically with virtual infrastructure? So we found a couple key benchmarks that you should certainly take to your organization and you know, compare it to where you are. Staffing. From a staffing perspective, we found that most organizations who are heavy into virtualization don't expect a drop in the number of admins. There's an opportunity we found for staff reallocation and a reduction in the need to hire. So I think the key takeaway here is, you know, it's a great way to potentially promote your high-performing employees on the server admin or storage admin level. It's also a wonderful way to really think through, you know, you're not going to have to hire folks per se, at least initially, and don't expect a drop just because you're reducing your hardware install. What we found as a ratio when we looked at the virtual machine to, you know, virtual admin ratio is roughly 200 virtual machines to every one admin. At the moment, that's a pretty aggressive number, but we've seen that, you know, for pretty good staff or pretty motivated staff, that seems to be where people are gravitating towards at the moment. Now, most of these folks to date have had one major virtualization platform provider, so I would expect that to drop if there's heterogeneous environment. On the organizational benchmark front, we're seeing roughly 85% of organizations are allocating ownership to a small group within their existing server storage teams for virtualization. Another 15% are creating what we've called virtual computing teams. These are folks that are put together and motivated on virtualization and live and die every day with that infrastructure and how it's managed. So it really depends on you know, what your C-level involvement is, what your ultimate goal is for this architecture, and then certainly how you plan to move across different IT teams and IT silos that maybe in the past haven't worked together but yet will be impacted by your virtualization rollout. And finally, process benchmark. We found that 30% of IT organizations are implementing ITIL-based processes and incorporating virtual infrastructure. So more often than not, if you've gone down the route of the IT infrastructure library version 2 and you've done problem, change, incident management, you'll want these processes to be part of your virtual infrastructure. Now, what's funny about this is we've heard from many users that say, well, we would like that, and it's an important fact, but because virtualization offers a more agile way to sometimes do things, some of these processes and the handoffs can actually slow things down. So it is a little bit of a balancing act, but generally speaking, most organizations want this incorporated into their ITIL-based processes. So what are 5 key management recommendations? Number 1, allocate budget for increasing levels of management capabilities across products, process, and staff development. So think through what you've already got on the physical management side. Go to those vendors, ask them what they're offering in terms of virtual management, and then find out and really assess what processes you've deployed, the level of staff capability, and think through what does virtualization mean in terms of management across your lab, staging test, storage, client, and server environments. Because there's no doubt that all these are going to be impacted by virtualization for the next 5 to 10 years, certainly as you continue to put this into production environments. Second key issue and recommendation is there's no easy answer for integration. So consider integration into your existing deployed management solutions. Think through how you want, you know, what your objectives are in terms of problem change or incident management. Think through how you're going to provision virtual machines and really, you know, it's no easy answer, but integration is going to be an area to really address and look at the cost perspective from. Third recommendation, there are lots of small vendors in this space innovating. expect consolidation and be vocal about what you want. There's been obviously some consolidation around the desktop side. VMware acquired a company, Dune Technology. So you're starting to see bits and pieces of it. We expect more throughout the next year or two. In fact, to a certain extent, probably some acceleration. Fourth recommendation, you know, definitely get started. And there's so many different points of entry here. But really think about the 2 to 5 year outlook from a lifecycle perspective. Start in a server domain. Think through what your management processes are there, what the points of inflection are across maybe the client side or the storage side, and just start to chip away. The more you can do that, the more effective you'll become, the more of a business discussion you can have, and the more important and strategic you become to the organization. Think of final recommendation. Yeah, lower costs and TCO are only part of the story. I think you really have to consider, you know, how is virtualization an architecture decision? What level of commitment do your enterprise architects want to have to it? You know, how bought in is the organization? The higher these decisions go, the more important that management becomes, the more important that management can help you get a continuous return on your investment and really help drive efficient service delivery. So with that, I'd like to open it up for questions. Here's my contact information and phone number. I certainly appreciate your time and looking forward to questions. Thank you.
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. You will be announced by the port number you received when dialing in. To withdraw your request, please press star 2. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. One moment, please.
While waiting, I have an email here. Someone asked, where are the majority of companies in their virtualization lifecycle? Mostly consolidating servers still, moving to business continuity, or even towards the desktop? And where does management capability really start to come to bear? That's a great question. We get that a lot. And I think most of the organizations we've advised are consolidating servers, but they're also moving on to business continuity and storage impact, as well as there's a lot of evidence and more case studies we're hearing from in terms of desktop. Now, with that said, you know, the second part of the question is where does management capability really start? Well, yeah, from my perspective, I think it starts in all these areas. It's just a matter of where is the IT organization in terms of the deployment of virtualization. So we're hearing a lot about, you know, server-side deployments and consolidation, hearing a lot about performance management, change and config, security. And so, you know, management has an important role in any of these silos. And I think that, you know, from a client management perspective, you know, over the years we've had to wrestle with desktop and patching and security. So there's a role for you know, more efficient management and potentially application deployment on virtual machines. On the server side, you know, we've got change, config, problem, incident, release management. We've got, you know, application development challenges, testing and staging processes. So all these areas, when you really think through what our specific roles are in each of the silos, there are different ways that we can really potentially innovate around more efficient management, potentially saving us money, but also helping us really become more effective, and I think helping us to elevate the discussion to what and answer the question about what our business impact is vis-a-vis service delivery for the lines of business. So, operator, have we had any questions?
There are no questions at this time. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1.
All right. Well, I think with that, we will...
I do have a question, sir, that just came up from port number 483. Your line is open.
Oh, hi. Can you hear me, Stephen?
Yes, I can.
Hi, Steve. My name is Jay Lipke. What I was wondering was, across various segments, do you see I guess some of the management problems being recognized earlier than in other segments? And by segments, I mean, you know, traditional financial services, pharma, you know, healthcare, hosting.
Yeah, you know, thanks, Jay. I think they're, you know, in terms of that, certainly, I don't know if I'd call it at this point ahead of the game. Certainly from a server perspective, I think we are getting calls across multiple vertical markets in terms of, you know, everything from change and config to performance to availability of consolidated and virtualized servers. Now, on the desktop front, I do think there seems to be some more leverage, and I think, you know, cutting-edge things going around outsourcers, financial services, some healthcare providers, some educational institutions. So I think that seems to be, at this point in time, a little bit more vertical niche-specific. And certainly those questions around management come from those verticals vis-a-vis client virtualization. On the storage side, haven't seen any, you know, specific vertical segmentation there. And then finally on the test and development staging side, a lot of tech firms are looking at that. A lot of I think it's a little more broadly defined in terms of, you know, folks that have pretty large software development costs and you know, lab and testing costs. Those are the types of institutions that, you know, we've gotten inquiry from around, you know, types of management capabilities associated with those processes. So, you know, there are bits and pieces depending on the area vis-a-vis vertical, but, you know, server side is certainly broad. Client is a little more niche. And then the test and dev side, a little broad, but, you know, also when it comes to really staging and testing of applications, we're seeing the larger the organization and the higher the cost of software development, the more that we're getting inquiry from those types of organizations.
There are no further questions.
All right. Well, thank you again for your time.
And thank you for joining us for today's IT Management Web Conference. You'll be receiving a URL where the audio file and interactive slides will be posted. This concludes today's web conference. Thank you for joining us.